Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Welcome to this podcast. This is Ian from The Informer. It's Radiothon, a time that really matters to Joy, and your support of Joy matters. Imagine if there was no podcast from Joy. What a world that would be. We need your support. Head to joy.org.au and sign up.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation. SMS us on 0427JOY949. Email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
The new International Classification of Diseases, the ICD-11, has reclassified transgender, which was previously included under mental disorder, to now be classified under sexual health conditions. This should reduce stigma and improve care. And now on The Informer, Dean Arcuri explores how and why these changes were made.
The health statistics of a country are the best sample you can get of how they're meeting the needs of their population. It's the data on diseases and death that really shows us how we're doing when compared to the rest of the world. The ICD, International Statistical Classification of Disease Related to Health Problems, looks at every aspect that can affect our health lives, from birth to death, and these classifications can determine cost and cultural benchmarks from around the world. Today, the ICD got an update to get it in line with the modern age since its last update in the year 2000. One of the updated classifications announced was that being transgender is no longer considered a mental disorder, but is classified under sexual health conditions, which should reduce stigma and improve care. So, what are the changes in the classification of gender incongruence, also known as transgender? We find out from Dr. Lael Say, coordinator of adolescence and at-risk population teams at the World Health Organization.
Gender incongruence is a marked and persistent incongruence between a person's experienced gender and assigned sex. Historically, this concept was placed in the mental health chapter in ICD, but in the ICD-11, it is moved to a newly created chapter of sexual health. Sexual health chapter is created for ICD-11 to give place to conditions related to sexual health, but do not necessarily fit to the other chapters in ICD. It was taken out from mental health disorders because we had better understanding that this wasn't actually a mental health condition, and leaving it there was causing stigma. So in order to reduce the stigma while also ensuring access to necessary health interventions, this was placed to a different chapter, the sexual health chapter in the new ICD. Removing gender incongruence from mental health chapter is expected to reduce stigma and will help better social acceptance of individuals living with gender incongruence. In terms of healthcare provision, we don't expect much change because this category will still have a place in ICD. In fact, it may even increase access because it will reduce stigma and it will help individuals to seek care more. Certainly, it's crucial to listen and hear the voices of the patient groups, and we use this in many of our work. But in this case, the decision was not only based on the advocacy or feedback from the concerned communities. All available evidence was reviewed and discussed by an external advisory group, and together with the scientific basis of this condition and the feedback from the professional community and concerned communities formed the basis of this decision. Similarly, we had another decision on removing homosexuality out of ICD completely. This again was based on the scientific understanding that there was no clear evidence that this issue needs to be medicalized.
Also, the World Health Organization is classifying gaming disorders as an addictive behavior disorder. So now we can measure how many people are affected. The new international classification of diseases better reflects the modern reality of people living with HIV infections. Dr. Robert Jacob, team leader for classifications, terminologies and standards at the World Health Organization, discusses the revision of the new ICD.
ICD-11 is different from previous versions because it's built on an electronic infrastructure. It has increased user support. It has been a fully transparent, publicly accessible process while it was being designed, and it will be so during the ongoing maintenance of ICD in the future. ICD is different from a scientific point of view. It has been updated extensively. It now includes a section on traditional medicine. It has improved codability of HIV. It has a new structure for antimicrobial resistance and many other aspects similar to this, just to give a few examples. This version is released a year ahead of the assembly next year, so that countries have the opportunity to prepare for the implementation. Implementation requires accurate planning, assessment of what changes need to be done in system, training of staff, adaptation of IT systems, eventually even changes to legislation. This takes time. Having this version early enough will allow people to prepare and to understand the classification, prepare for the translations, and get ready by the time it's adopted. So between now and May 2019, we will be working on the classification to improve the user guidance, to improve some of the additional access, but of course the coding structure will be stable. And this enables the future users, the countries, to really prepare for the implementation. We will have put in place an updating process so we can handle proposals that are coming in the meantime. And then we will submit a summary report to the executive board of WHO in January 2019 for then being processed by the World Health Assembly in May 2019.
Simplifying the classifications can make all the difference when it comes to treating and recognizing mental health issues and substance abuse, as Dr. Shekhar Saxena shares with us now.
Mental disorders are common. Look at conditions like depression and anxiety. More than 300 million people across the world suffer from these disorders. And so it is very important for mental disorders to be diagnosed by every healthcare provider, not only by specialists. So it occupies a very special position in the diagnostic categories so that these disorders can be identified early and treated, which is what WHO's objective is. And for this reason, the development of the mental disorder chapter in ICD has involved a number of languages, a number of regions, and actual field testing in a variety of countries, just to see to it that the best foot is put forward for proper diagnosis in spite of some regional and cultural variations. The ICD categories for mental disorders have been simplified, and the diagnostic descriptions have been put in so that they are easily understood and easily applied by any healthcare provider, whether it's a doctor or a nurse or any other person. These people can understand and apply it very easily. Because for mental disorders, the treatment gap is very high. Out of 100 people who suffer from mental disorders, on an average, 70 to 80 do not receive any treatment. So WHO's objective is to simplify the procedure so that every healthcare provider can easily identify and treat these, which will be decreasing the burden of these disorders, which is extremely high.
These interviews were all provided by the World Health Organization website.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.